Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little SRV bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Morag Barrett is our guest. Morag is the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships, and a book that I highly recommend to you. Morag, thanks again for being here and sharing your ideas with us. We're talking about one of the reasons why smart people fail, and you believe it's because they fail to make connections with people. They fail to manage their emotions, and they focus too much on the content that they know, the stuff that's in their head, and less on the interactions, the context of life. Maybe the context of life is maybe another way to say it. What about people who are you know, a lot of business owners, a lot of business founders, technically, you know, they're geniuses, they're experts in their technical field, and they start a business, and then they start managing people, and they find out that managing a machine is a lot easier than managing people. What do you think?
Well, yes, I hear what you said. What we're talking about here is what your listeners may recognize as the fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. When we're faced with a trigger, a stressful
situation. The reptilian response, right?
That's the one, yes. Yeah. And it can cause a default behavior that we've learned over our lives as to how to get out of that situation in one piece. The fight being, we don't literally get into fisticuffs and physical violence, I hope, but what we do is maybe speak more loudly, speak more assertively. Mm-hmm. And in the flight response, we don't run away. We still sit in the meeting, but maybe we keep quiet. We keep our opinions to ourselves. And ultimately, performance suffers, not just for us, but for the team that we're contributing to.
Right.
And so with emotional intelligence, it's about being aware of your surroundings, the context, as you have described, but also our personal triggers and what might set off that fight or flight response. Because if we know what might set it off, we can anticipate and apply tactics to reduce the impact that it will have.
Interesting. So tell us how this fits in with your ecosystem idea, your relationship ecosystem, because surely it overlays all the things we're talking about.
Well, it does. I mean, think about the colleagues that you've worked with during your career. I'm sure there are people on that list who you naturally gravitated to, had great fun working with, and would jump at the chance to collaborate with again. And then at the other end of the scale, you have people who they just had to appear in the room and you felt the hackles going up on the back of your neck, the people you didn't enjoy working with. Well, that's the emotional reaction that can influence your ability to cultivate winning relationships, to develop what I refer to as allies, the people who have your back no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And so how do we develop, what's a good tip on how to try to develop those people, especially for people who aren't, they probably know that they're not predisposed to doing this. They have a little bit of difficulty.
Well, the first thing then, if you're not predisposed to reaching out and connecting with your colleagues, is to schedule time. You have to actually do it. But it doesn't have to be hours and going out together after work. Mm-hmm. This could be just simply stopping by their cube and asking, how's it going and what can I do to help?
Yeah,
stopping and having a cup of coffee.
Stop for a second. I like that part because I do think I have found this statement to be immensely powerful in my career, and that is to say to someone, what can I do to help you?
Absolutely.
And see, that's a great thing to say to someone who is, say, not your peer, someone who has, in the pecking order of the economy or society or financially or whatever, someone who's got more power than you, more reach than you do, you can say that to them. What can I do to help you? That's a great leveling comment. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, think about it. The number of times I'm working with client companies and I'll ask the employees, when was the last time you walked down the corridor and somebody coming the other way and you said hello and your friend that you know from your team says, who's that? And you go, I don't know. And we see these disconnects all the time in small and large companies.
Silos. And
silos, exactly. But you're all playing for the same team, Team Company X or Team Company Y. But if you don't take the time to find out who that person is, how can you know how your roles intersect?
And some businesses, the politics are such that we immediately think someone else is a competitor of ours, when we probably ought to think of them as somebody who would cooperate with us.
Absolutely. And when we're already pre-thinking that somebody is a competitor, we're looking for evidence to show that they're out to get us. And therefore, our risk of triggering what's called an amygdala hijack and that fight or flight response immediately goes up. It's exponential. And so paying attention, building a foundation of trust, recognizing what can I do for you, and not the default of what can you do for me. When we're focused on our success, it's not just the individual career and reputation improves, but so does the team and so does the business performance.
And authenticity, being in reality what you appear to be, is another important element of this, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more. Being an ally to others is the first step if you're looking for ally relationships back. And it's a 24/7 commitment.
Morag, I need your website, please.
My website is SkyTeam, and that's SkyeTeam.com.
All right. The book's called Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships by Morag Barrett. Morag, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim. Have a great
day.
Thank
you. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.